started. All right. I call this meeting to order, this meeting of government affairs to order on Tuesday, November 1st at 6:01 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 317. Let's move to our second item of business roll call.
Director Vasco.
Present.
Assistant Director Hatt.
Present.
Director Deal.
Present for the first time.
Director Sauls.
Present.
Director Schaefer.
Present.
Coordinator Shipley.
Present.
Quorum is present.
All right, moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Seeing no public comment, we'll move to agenda item 4, minutes. First up, we have minutes from January 28th, 2022 from approval. No, none of us were in this department at the time, but still gotta approve this for our secretaries. At this time, I make a motion to approve the minutes for January 28th, 2022. Do you need a consent?
Someone makes the motion and then someone seconds it.
I move to approve the minutes from January 2nd through unanimous consent.
I second the motion.
Okay. Any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion passes. Move to agenda item 4B, minutes from October 21st, 2022. I motion to approve the minutes from October 21st, 2022.
I move to approve the minutes from October 21st, 2022. Through unanimous consent.
Second motion.
All right, is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. We'll move to agenda item 5, reports. We'll start with myself. Hi, everyone. Thank you all for coming. Today, we got a report that there is an individual impersonating a Washoe County official and going around the residence halls asking to collect mail-in ballots. Obviously, this is fraudulent, so we had to get on that. I got in touch with comms from the president's office as well as ResLife from the president's office to deal with this, so a message should be going up about that soon. We're also working with Carlos to get that on our social media. Today, I met with the chair of the Faculty Senate, Eric Marchand, to talk about the Board of Regents piece we have coming up, to see where Faculty Senate sits at. It's looking like they don't have any dissent to this, so that's good for us. As for the board piece, logistically, I created a slideshow that I will brief Dion on, and she will present at the next Board of Regents meeting. Aside from getting that in place, I'm also working through the legislation, or identifying pieces of policies we want in the legislation for the student loan bill. Someone with Sarah Peters will be coming to campus on November 14th, so we'll be able to flesh out that with her there. And other than that, I've just been answering my emails and working on our other advocacy projects, such as the sexual misconduct bill, and I look forward to seeing most of you in our Thursday meeting for a working group for this project. All right, we'll move to agenda item 5B, a report from Bella.
Hi guys, so short-ish report. Most of the stuff I've been working on is internship stuff. All of their weekly meetings are going well, having reminders about mentor meetings, stuff like that. And their next internship-wide meeting with all of the interns from all of the branches is going to be next Monday from 6 to 7 p.m., so it will replace their normal weekly meeting. So instead we're going to do that. It's going to be a collaboration with Wellness, so Paint and Sip, if anybody would like to join, we'd love to see you there. But they will all be there attending that, and the further weeks, the next Monday we're going to have Judicial and then hopefully Wellness presenting at that as well, and then maybe IDEA in addition to that. I'm looking forward to meeting with Amy and Justin regarding PAC rights for data about the legislature. They have not emailed me back, so tomorrow morning I'm just going to go find them in the office and ask if I can just ask them a question really quick, so we'll figure that out before Thursday when we're going to have another planning day for the day at the legislature. So it's going to be Thursday, 9 a.m., room 324, just down the hall. So if you guys are available, please come to that, because that'll be super helpful to get all eyes on that and catch up on everything that everyone's been working on. Coffee with counselors went really well yesterday. Buzz Coffee was a great coordination for that, so I think in the future that should be used. And then all voter registration tabling that I've been doing on my end is wrapping up next Monday, so that'll be done before Election Day.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
All that wrapped up. Thank you so much, Bella.
Of course.
So that's it for me. Agenda item 4C, our report from our advocacy director, Dawson.
Going off of what Bella said about coffee with counselors, I thought that was a great event. It was super cool to talk to them. I specifically talked with Councilman Dair and Councilwoman Bybee from the City of Sparks, and they seemed to really enjoy themselves there. I thought that was a really successful event. I wish there were a few, I wish there were more constituents that they were talking to. I think, I don't know if the combined event, if it would be better if it was just the Coffee with Counselors event on its own. So maybe if we do another one of those next semester, we can try to see if maybe it was just separated from other ASUN activities that would create better turnout so that people aren't distracted by other activities and stuff like that. But we'll see. The other thing, one thing I've been working on with actually my intern, Sophia and Carlos, was trying to figure out how to do some, like spreading information regarding a press release that Man and I were looking at from the Truckee Meadows Task Force called Vision Zero. They're really focused on pedestrian safety, and currently they're really focused on spreading information about being more aware and being a safer pedestrian as the hours are getting darker. Daylight savings is coming up soon, so it's going to start getting really dark around like the last part of the 4 o'clock hour into 5 o'clock. So we were kind of talking about that. Carlos doesn't necessarily think like a press release would be the best idea, but maybe like a collaboration with the Department of Wellness and like a social media push on that, just putting out like a couple things, highlighting, you know, things that you can do to be safe. So I need to talk to Carlos and Boris about that to see if that's something we want to continue with. Other than that, I had sent out my updates email last week with election information. I don't know if you think it would be a good idea to maybe send one out like post-election, kind of go over and over like if there's any changes in our university officials that are representing us, just kind of naming those so that people are aware. We sent out some information on federal student loan aid, with an application of that, and some information that was provided by the Nevada Faculty Alliance. So hopefully that was helpful to people, and I'm hoping that senators were able to send that out to some of their constituents that would be eligible for the student debt relief. That's pretty much all I've got.
All right, thank you so much, Josh. We'll move to a report from Policy Director Saul.
Hello. So after the meeting we had last Thursday about the Nevada legislature, I got working on some of the stuff that I'm doing. So we have both the Slacks created for that. So we have one for ASUN GSA and then one for the students. Gonna kind of need to refine it because I don't really know what we want to call like each channel for everything. We can go over that when it comes that time. Other thing I'm looking into is I'm going to start doing the work for the handbills that we have going, that we're going to try to put out. They're going to have like information on how the legislature works and then how to lobby. Just kind of like rough draft it and then see where we're going to go from there. And then me and Ashley talked about a booklet for the legislative priorities for ASUN about trying to make something like that. I don't know how realistic it is or how many we're going to make. We're kind of just thinking about it right now. Just basically putting like, hey, we're looking to look at these bills maybe because they hit this legislative priority, but I think we're going to wait till it gets a little closer and more bills are drafted. So, yeah.
All right. And, yeah, make sure you're tag-teaming with Dawson on that since he's working on the PR side of things. And I do think the booklets would be a good idea, especially for our day at the legislature, which we will all be thinking about after election day. So that's upcoming. So move to a report from Product Director Shane.
Hi guys, so I have a lot to report right now, just to kind of like keep you guys updated with what I've been working on and kind of looking at the future. So super exciting, we have our next few events next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So on Monday, it is... Guys, what is Monday again? Fate Your Future. So all of our Amazon stuff got ordered today. I'm a little nervous it's not going to come in by Friday, but I'll figure it out. I'm on duty this weekend, so worst case scenario, I'll just go to the De La Mar this weekend. Thanks. And like go and get the stuff, but I'll let you guys know I'm going shopping on Friday. My shift ends at 8 a.m. I have like a desk shift from 6 to 8, so I'm planning to go shopping at like Walmart and Smart and Final at 8 o'clock in the morning. So if anybody wants to come with me, please let me know, and you're more than welcome to come. And then Tuesday is Nacho Average election. We're buying stuff from Qdoba. We're gonna go a little bit over budget, but that's just because I wanna make sure we have enough. And then Wednesday is stick with the after election day where we're working with NIP Wellness. I had shown some of you guys, but these were the little handbills that Spencer had created, the intern. And so they're super cool. They talk about it's going to be okay, a post-election wellness guide with some mental health resources. I know Wellness created their own as well. So as many resources, and we can also like reuse these, I think, too, you know, always have them around. And then last week, AD Hat and I met with the co-director of elections, Liesel. I don't remember her last name. We started talking about elect all the people for next semester. We're thinking about some name changes. We have a date in mind, different things like that. So just having to set up a meeting with Director Vasco and getting that all worked out, I'm super excited about. And then today with my intern, we started thinking about some super cool ideas for next semester. Maybe thinking of like a welcome back week for our department going into like the day of the legislature that we go up there. So just a few ones, like we do another lobbying training, maybe another coffee with the counselors, very like simple events that we already do, but like putting them all together to kind of be like, this is our department, we're so excited to be back. So that's kind of all I have for me, but once again, yes, I'm going shopping at 8 a.m. on Friday. I know it's early, but please let me know if anybody wants to come. So thanks, guys.
All right, thanks so much. I'm going to do a report from our coordinatorship
lead. Hi, guys. I've been scheduling club meetings for the next few days. I'm going to be going to them, asking the members questions, put input into our database of their political wants and stuff. And then I've been working with Inkblot, getting the promotional stuff done. That's pretty much it.
All right, thank you so much. Move to agenda item 6, old business. There's none this time. So move to agenda item 7, new business. So first we have the Not Your Average Election budget. So you look at the agenda, it's looking like chips and dip for a good amount of students, 150 plus, for around $250. So I love the idea that we have for this event. Thank you so much to Projects Director Schaefer for it. It's just a great way to celebrate the election and make sure that we're, you know, even spreading awareness that's happening. So I now motion to approve the budget for Not Your Average Election through unanimous consent.
I move to approve the budget for Not Your Average Election through unanimous consent.
Second motion.
Is there any assent to the motion? All right, seeing that the budget passes, move to agenda item, the next item on agenda 7, for discussion and about a day of parade candy purchase. So if you scroll down to the agenda or look through your pages, we have at the very bottom, we have a budget proposal for candy for the Nevada Day Parade. I calculated it as around $83.96, but I budgeted for $100. It ended up being around $98. Although it is under $100 and this sort of budget does not need to be approved in a public meeting, I did want to put this on record so that we know that this purchase happened. But yeah, it was basically just for the Nevada Day Parade. I know that the government relations team contributed $400 to this, so the $100 was the least we could do to make sure that our ASUN representatives were a part of this. And yeah, so that's all for that. Moving to agenda item 8, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? All right, seeing none, we'll move to agenda item 9, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 6:14 in the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union on November 1st. All right. So before we